California's governor is in a fighting mood.
I think folks should really be pissed off at this moment.
Gavin Newsom says California will be a sanctuary state for women seeking abortions from around the country.
We will not be defeated. We will stand tall, we will stand firm, and we will affirm the constitutional, currently constitutionally protected rights of women and girls.
Protesters gathered in Los Angeles and other cities around the state. Newsom says he will propose an abortion rights amendment to the state constitution for a statewide vote in November.
We look forward to going in front of the voters, affirming this constitutional right in our state, in the constitution, not just statute, because we now recognize the vulnerability of the moment we're living in.
California has the least restricted access to abortion in the U.S. It covers the cost of the procedure for low-income women and requires private insurance to pay for it. Newsom has suggested that state funds may be used to help women in anti-abortion states pay for travel to California.
California has more abortion providers than any other state, but that network is likely to come under pressure as the number of women traveling to California to undergo the procedure is likely to increase dramatically.
We anticipate substantially more people coming to California and to Los Angeles. We've been working with our hospital partners, with a variety of partners across Los Angeles, across the state, in addition to our legislative and gubernatorial leaders, and really are doing all that we can to anticipate this moment.
Governors of other states where abortion will remain legal no matter what the Supreme Court decides are also speaking out.
Message to women all across this country is that New York, this state of New York, will always be there for anyone who needs reproductive health care, including an abortion.
Let me be clear. No matter what atrocious opinion the Supreme Court officially rolls out this summer in regards to Roe v. Wade, abortion is safe and legal in Illinois.
A country already severely split over politics and cultural differences, now on the verge of an even deeper divide. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Los Angeles.